Om Shanti. So you know how our mind, so mischievous, runs around here and there. So in order to keep it on the track, we start meditation with commentary so that we are focused. And as I was saying, the basis of meditation is soul consciousness. So as we develop soul consciousness and love for God, the second stage of meditation is having conversation with God. So whether we have conversation as a friend, mother, father, highest authority, supreme, it's up to individual. There is no such fixed thing as we have to do this or that in meditation. We have to choose our own way of meditation. So last night I was mentioning the way why we practice meditation with open eyes, so that we are able to do activities as well as meditation. Because with eyes shut, we can't do all the activities. And we have restricted time to sit quietly in meditation with eyes shut. Whereas if we are practicing meditation with eyes open, then we can be doing our all activities as well as meditating. We can have conversation and meditation. We can do our household activities with meditation. Going here and there, driving here and there, whatever we are doing, we can have meditation. So that is the second stage of having conversation. The third stage is going beyond this physical body and mundane world and having this awareness of having angelic form, subtle body of light, and flying to the subtle region. And having activities in subtle region. And the final stage is just being dot, the soul, and merging in loving remembrance of dot or God Almighty. Not allowing any thought, a thoughtless stage, or we call it also seed stage. You become a seed, just a point. And that's the most powerful stage, without any thoughts, but just absorbing Almighty's powers. And as we have that silence of mind, because not silence of just lips, because silence of lips can be easy, Even when somebody is stunned, they can't speak. Even when somebody is died near and dear one, we can't speak. So it can be dead silence. It can be but now we have to experience sweet silence of being in the incorporeal region which is beyond sun, moon and stars. With incorporeal Almighty God and absorbing those powers. So that's the final stage, which is very powerful. And that powerful stage, it's not very easy, it takes long time of practice, the previous stages, because churning knowledge or listening to comment is very easy. Chit-chat also, those who have that sort of a love, they can easily have chit-chat. But going beyond sound, beyond thoughts, takes a while. But as we maintain that stage, we find that we are able to experience those, all the powers that we need from Almighty, power to face situation, that whatever situation is there, we look at it as an observer and not get affected or influenced. Otherwise, usually, when somebody gets angry, we react either with anger or fear or nervousness. So there is negative feeling in our mind, even when there is negative vibrations. So we get influenced by negative vibration. But then, when we reach that stage, we can be surrounded by any situation but remain stable. Like a rose flower, it's surrounded, even if it is surrounded by rubbish or the fertilizer is so foul smelling, but it gives fragrance. It is surrounded by thorns, but its beauty and fragrance attracts others. In the same way, as we know, the society nowadays, people around us may be negative, critical, they may be violent, corrupt, doing all wrong things around us. But if I have negative reaction to them, then it means I am influenced by their negativity. And so I am not in that happy mood. And we value our happiness, peace, which should not be disturbed by situation or vibrations. So as we keep on practicing this silence meditation, we'll find that gradually we are able to overcome those situations, and we observe everything, we understand what's going on, But rather than being negative, we have mercy. If somebody is angry, I can have mercy and have good wishes for them, that they change. As we keep on meditating, our transformation becomes easy. So from short temper, we can become calm. From greedy, we can become content, because we are receiving those imperishable jewels of knowledge, love, peace from Almighty. Through meditation, we don't need all luxuries and entertainment to keep us happy. We don't need to see the beautiful scenes to keep ourselves entertained. Or we don't need that music to entertain us, or food to entertain us. So we enjoy food, we eat food for nourishment of the body and not for sake of the taste of the food. So that's how we find that we are not really relying on sensuous pleasures of eyes looking at beautiful scenes, or ears listening to the music, or tongue to experience nice food. But we experience super sensuous joy or happiness. Also, as we start meditating, we find whatever negative personality traits we have, jealousy, greed, anger, ego, we find that it's easy to transform them, ego to humility, jealousy to pure love and appreciation, animosity to friendship. So our personality changes, and as we become loving and sweet, our relationship with everybody improves. And having the mind clear, we are able to catch the thoughts and feelings of others. In other words, we see we are sensitive to the feelings of others. And I remember an example in 78. Dadi Janki was in London, I was in Australia. Dadi Prakashmani and Manmohini Didi were instrumental looking after Mount Abu and headquarters. So Dadi Prakashmani was in America traveling, and Manmohini Didi was in Mount Abu. So Dadi Janki was supposed to come to Australia from London. So before traveling to Australia, she had a thought, I should go via Madhuban. From America, Dadi Prakashmani wrote the same thing to Dadi Janki. Oh, you are going to Australia, you should go via Madhuban. And from India at the same time, because those days in 78 we were not using the phone or internet. So Didi Manmohini from Madhuban wrote to Dadi Janki in London that, oh, you are going to Australia, you should go via Madhuban. So three people were there in the three places, but all had the same idea as this should be done. So I mean to say, our catching power is such strong becomes that we catch each other's thoughts or feelings, and everybody thinks in the same way. So catching power increases. Also, as we keep on meditating, even the scientists have done all experiments and find our blood pressure, pulse, respiration, the rate remains same. Otherwise, what happens, no? When we are nervous, our heart beats fast. When we are angry, some people's blood pressure rises. So, our emotions, when they are too much high, our hormonal system changes and breathing, blood pressure, pulse rate changes. So when we are meditating and we maintain that stable stage, not being influenced by environment and people's personality, people's all organs function normally, they remain relaxed. And so yogis are having long lifespan. And as you see, Dadi Janki is a practical example. At the age of 97, she is so active. Brahma Baba, the founder of this organization, at the age of 93. Whenever he used to sit in meditation, he used to sit on straight things. Here now we have backrest, but in those days not backrest. And he used to have straight back. And also he didn't want anybody to have a backrest, even leaning on the wall or something. He'll say, oh, you're not old people, why you need to do that? So at the age of 93 he used to sit with half lotus position, and he never had glasses. And some of his friends and relatives and acquaintances, they used to see him after 25 years or so, and they used to say, how come you look the same? Same thing about Dadi Janki, you know, because in the West, she is touring for more than 30 years. So whoever used to say, oh, Dadi, you look the same. So the thing is, not only lifespan expands, but the memory also very sharp. Otherwise, as we know in the West, so many people have Alzheimer's. The reason is they don't use their brain so much. Whereas as we use our brain much in meditation or churning or reading or solving the crossword puzzles or whatever it is, as we keep our mind active, our mind will remain also alert and active, with memory, good memory. So that's what we find, that not only lifespan is long, meditation helps in health also, because people are relaxed, no tension, no worry, no anxiety. So that's how we find that not only we are able to prevent psychosomatic diseases, but healing is also very fast with meditation. And I've seen so many patients going to the operation theater smilingly, peacefully, after operation never complaining. And those with fractures seen healing fast. So healing is fast with meditation, because stress can create even cancer. And if you are relaxed, naturally you are not allowing the disease to progress. So health is improved, personality is improved, long lifespan, and willpower increases with meditation. Inner happiness is there, and willpower or determination is there. And I have seen and known thousands of BKs giving up their old habits of smoking, drinking, drugs, etc. To that extent, even the heroin addicts have been able to give up their addiction without intervention of methadone or something. And bandits have become civilized people. Some of them have killed 30-40 people and looted hundreds of people, such bandits. They have become BKs, and they are teaching the knowledge of BKs. So they have started in their home, and their family also is taking this spiritual knowledge, and they are able to help other people with their example. So impossible things have become possible. Difficult things have become easy. And as people understand, we find that many people have changed their routine. Those who are waking up at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, started waking up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Because I remember in 70s, no, when I was first in Australia, one young man used to come to take course. He used to wake up at 9 and come to for the course at 10 o'clock. And after 1 week, he said, "Now what next?" I said, "We have our morning class at 5:30. We don't have anything else, intermediate thing. 7 days finished. You join morning class." And on the 8th day, he started coming at 5:30. So routine also changes, because if you have will, if you want to get something, you help yourself. Change your timetable, going to sleep early, get up early. And so lifestyle change. Non-vegetarian have become vegetarian. And once you have a balanced diet, it's very easy to maintain good health. And I give my own example. I have been vegetarian all my life. I hadn't seen eggs until I was in hostel in medical college. And I never tasted wine or anything. And I always maintain my hemoglobin level 13-14 gram. So whenever somebody says, oh no, if you are vegetarian you will become weak and sick and all, and I said, see, in your hospital in the West everybody is non-vegetarian, 80-90%. Are they not full? And in England they have done research and they say there are those who take health benefit are more non-vegetarians than vegetarian. And so many Europeans are turning to vegetarian nowadays. So it's not that vegetarian diet can affect your health, provided you have balanced diet, enough proteins and in your meal, carbohydrate, proteins and fresh vegetables, salads, etc. If you have lentils or dairy products, if you are having, then you can be healthy. And that's how we find that all those who are vegetarian, for them, compared to those who are non-vegetarian, concentration and calm nature is easy. And that's where we find that the whatever food we eat has effect on our emotions. And that's why when we change that lifestyle, then we find our concentration is easy. And as we are able to concentrate, naturally we are able to gain the power. And as we know the saying, no pain, no gain, no renunciation, no fortune. So in order to create our fortune of being a better person, naturally we have to renounce some old habits. And those who have done it, they find it. It has been quite easy. And many of the Westerners, they used to come and learn here cooking. But nowadays you get so many cookbooks. So in Australia they have got so many cookbooks in the center, and open the book, get the ingredients, cook it. And they have been able to cook many variety of Indian dishes and sweets that even some of the Indians can't cook. So the thing is, we have to see that we have to value our time and our focus of the life, what I want to get from my life. Material wealth, however I may collect, name, fame, position, however I may have, what am I going to do when I'm going to die? What I am going to take with me. This body also will have to leave it here. What we will take is the accounts of our karma. Whatever karma we have done, we will take with us. And whatever personality traits we have developed, we will take them with us. The soul will have the same personality if it has worked on that. Yesterday someone was saying, oh, I feel sleepy during meditation. And I was saying, yes, if you are not taking enough rest, naturally you'll feel sleepy. If you go to sleep at 11 o'clock midnight and get up at 4, you will be sleepy. Or if you have late meal, the whole night the stomach is working, so you can't be fresh in the morning. And that's why even the health people recommend early dinner and small weight. Many health dietitian and all, they say, okay, eat breakfast as a king and dinner as a pauper. So if we have light dinner, then naturally we will be fresh early in the morning. And at the same time, when people are earning money, what they do? They have to work at night shift, they will work at night shift. If their business is more during night, they will work at night. Because they value that the money will help them. In the same way, when we value the treasures we receive through meditation, naturally, we'll wake up early and focus our mind. No, if a businessman is in front of client, he won't fall asleep because he want to do the business. He want to sell his thing. And the same thing, if I want to receive something, I have to have that aim of focusing my mind. And also, if you love somebody, it's easy to remember somebody. Or if you have to catch flight early in the morning, you can't say, I'm feeling sleepy, I can't catch my flight. Or if you have to see your boyfriend any time, you can't say, oh, I'm feeling sleepy. So once we have that aim, or we consider God as our boyfriend, it's easy to have that eagerness. Okay, let me get up and have my appointment with my boyfriend. And that's what, once Mama was asked, she went to sleep, Mama Mateshwari, that is on the top of that picture. She was the first administrative head when Brahma Baba was there. So once she was in Mumbai and she went to sleep around 12 o'clock and woke up at 3 o'clock. That was her routine, to wake up at 3 o'clock. So the family with whom she was staying asked, how come Mama you got up so early when you went to sleep late night? So Mama said, but that is the time, appointment with my boyfriend. How can I miss it? So that way, if you have that love for God, naturally, you won't miss that appointment. So, as we keep on meditating, because it may be sometimes difficult in the beginning to practice, but if you keep on your routine and keep on practicing, you'll find the practice will make you perfect. And you will be seeing your own transformation. And others also will notice it. Your friends will first notice, because they say, oh, you don't get so upset. Oh, you are so peaceful. Oh, you have become so nice and loving. So You may not see your own transformation, but others will see very easily because they are observing you, those you are in your contact. And that's how we find that meditation helps us a lot. And so it's worth to give your time and energy. Om Shanti. So let us finish this session with few minutes of meditation.